Chazal comment. I think it's a Gemara Megillah. Komakom sha'ata motze gidulaso sha'akadosh baruch hu, ata motze an visanusa. Wherever you find HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, his power, his majesty, you also find his humility. The Gemara comments that we learn this in the Torah, we learn this in the Nevi'im, we learn this in the Ksuvim. In the Torah, it describes God's greatness. Hakel hagadol hagibor v'nara, asher lo yisaf hanim v'lei kach shochad. Oseh mishpat yason v'almana, v'ohev ger lasas lo lecha misimcha. Begins with ki Hashem Elokim, hu Elokei Elokim v'adonei ha'adonim. God is the mighty one, and his mightiness is revealed in the fact that he's oseh mishpat yason v'almana, v'ohev ger. God takes care of the vulnerable, God takes care of the downtrodden. On Yom Kippur in the Haftorah, and this should tell you something, in Yom Kippur in the Haftorah we read, and the Gemara quotes this pasuk from Yeshayahu Nun Ches, Ko amar ram v'disa shochein ad v'kadosh shimo marom v'kadosh eshkon v'estaka ushfal ruach lachayos ruach shfalim ulachayos lev nidkaim. The same God who rests, who dwells on high, the same mighty God, so he is with those who are crushed in spirit to raise their spirits. As such, in light of the mitzvah of Halachta Bidrachav, Imitate Odei, so just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachum, we have to be Rachum, and just as he is Mevaker Cholim, we have to be Mevaker Cholim, and just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Avi Yisomim and Dayan Almanos, we have to be the same thing as well. Imitating the Ribbono Shalom means that in our individual lives and in the society that we try to construct, we protect the vulnerable. The responsibility of those who have power is to imitate the Ribbono Shalom, and b'makom gadlusan, one has to find anvesanusan. Whether or not the biological imperatives of Darwinism in the pure world of biology in the animal kingdom imply something about society and social Darwinism, whether in fact that's truly a law of nature, which is debatable, our responsibility is to rise over our lesser nature, to rise over animal side, and to rise towards our angelic side. We live in a world which has many disturbing aspects. It's a world in which the trend is those with power try to accumulate more power, and those who are vulnerable become only more vulnerable. It's very interesting in the contemporary discussion in American politics, the usage of the term sodomy. In contemporary context, the word refers to Mishkav Zachor. The term sodomy, as it might not surprise you if you thought for a moment, comes from Sodom. And looking at that, one would assume that the chet of Sodom was in fact their interest in Mishkav Zachor. And we do read a story in Chumash where, in fact, they try to do exactly that. The reality, however, is that that is an incorrect interpretation of the story of Sodom. That is fundamentally a Christian interpretation. It is wrong not only because it's against our tradition. It is wrong because it's a misreading of the story. And it's wrong because Yecheskel HaNavi told us what the correct interpretation of the story is. And Chazal were very well aware of that. Yecheskel's description in Perek Tesayin is Halo zeh hayas avon sedam achoseh, gaon sivas lechem mishavas hashkeit, v'yarani ve'vion lo echazika. Sodom was wealthy, they were comfortable, but they didn't take care of the poor. They not only didn't take care of the poor, they abused the poor. They abused the strangers. It's not in the text, but you know the Medrash Chazal of Hakitzah Kasa. Rashi makes a reference. He doesn't tell you the story of Osa Riba. There came this guest or poor person that no one would take care of in Sodom? Because after all, you know what Midas Sodom is. Shali Shali, v'shalach shalach. And she kept this poor person alive, and when they discovered finally, they couldn't figure out why he wasn't dead yet of starvation. Turned out, she was the one feeding him and helping this poor person survive, and what did they do? They wrapped her up, doused her in honey, and set the bees on her. That was Sodom. Sodom was the place where the powerful were powerful and didn't care about the vulnerable. That is our tradition, and that is the correct, in fact, understanding of the story of Sodom. The notion that Chazal described, which is not in the text, about how justice was served in Sodom is fascinating. Someone struck Eliezer Eved Avram, caused him to bleed. He brought the person to a Din Torah, and the judges said, okay, well, now you have to pay him for bloodletting. Of course, what did Eliezer do? He picked up a stone, he threw it at the judge and said, okay, whatever I owe him, now you'll pay him. Obviously, he knew she booted the Rav Nosson. Okay. That story tells us that sometimes you have societies in which are the powerful and the vulnerable, and the powerful cloak the defense of their behaviors in a garment of justice, which obviously, the Medrash is telling us, is a garment of perversion. The responsibility of all those people who have power in a family, in a community, in a society, and in the world, is to protect the vulnerable, not to abuse them to enhance one's power. This is true in the context of someone who is an employer, treating his employees. It's true in the context of family, of a parent towards children. Sometimes it's the other way, with elderly parents. It's true also in the context of spouses. Chazal talk about a person being very careful, being very emotionally sensitive to one's wife, because dim'asa mitsuya. Her tears come easily. Could be not every relationship is that way, although that tends to be the typical relationship. It means that when you have power over someone, by definition they are vulnerable, and you have to show them the appropriate sensitivity. You have to not abuse that power. It means that the first people you look out for are the ones who have greater needs. And those who have more, their needs are taken care of. I remember a while back, a question of a wedding invitation that arrived. And I didn't really want to go to the wedding. It was a bit of a schlep. My wife said to me, you know, knowing who these people were, she said, you know, they're not so connected in the community. They're not so, I shouldn't say the in people. And it's less likely that there'll be more people at that wedding. We should go. She was right. It reminded me of something that my Rebbe told me. When I asked him a number of years ago, I had a conflict with a Siddur Kiddushin and what should I do between two weddings. And he said to me that his policy was that when he got two invitations, if he thought that one of the guys had fewer friends based upon his sense of the Chevra, that's the wedding he would go to. I'm sure that he would have gotten more kavod from more people if he had gone to the more chashuv wedding. But being the equivalent of the Avi Yisomim and the Dayan Almanos, what he was telling me was that those who have less and those who are more vulnerable emotionally and otherwise are the ones that we're supposed to look out for first. Rosh Hashanah is coming. It's the Yom HaDin for all of us. We come before the Ribbono Shel Olam as supplicants. In this relationship, except for those of the most incredible arrogance, we all understand who the powerful is and who the powerless is. We come to the Ribbono Shel Olam and we are asking for his mercy. None of us can come and say, Tzadik ani b'lo fesha. None of us. The Ribbono Shel Olam can have many tainas against us. He would be justified. It wouldn't even be a question of the powerful abusing the vulnerable. But we come begging for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mercy. And if one is going to do so, then I think that one's behavior generally has to be what I would say, imitatio Dei. We need to behave the way we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to behave towards us. And that means our responsibility to those whom we have power over, and our responsibility in terms of trying to make a better society and a better world, is to always remember that b'makom sh'ata motzei gilaso sh'akadosh baruch hu, ata motzei anvasanusa. I want to wish all of you a ksiva v'chasima tova and a good gebench dior, and it should be a good gezeira for all of us, and this coming year should be a good year for all of you and all of Klal Yisrael and all of the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. Good Shabbos.